Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Hip Hop National.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight it's going to be another awesome night right here on Hip Hop National. Tonight we're going to be talking about, is there an ABCs to the success in the music industry? But before we get into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Lord, tonight as we quest to go into this topic, we ask that you cover every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to our program. Lord, we do this 7 days a week, and Lord, we ask that you keep providing us with the strength to continue going forth and keep building this program to help our people that's in the music community. Lord, we ask that you do give them the blessing for their families so that they can take the craft that they so desire to be in and use it as a occupation, the things that they really want to do instead of doing other things. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about, is there an ABCs to success in the music industry? I had to give this quite some thought today, and I was saying, if there was an ABCs to the music to success in the music industry, everybody would be doing it. And it would be a cookie cutter type of situation where we know that this formula works. Amen. It's the main course. If you don't do it this way, you're going to fail. Well, if that was the case, believe me, everybody would stick to the formula. The industry of music is wide open. It's a lot of creative and innovative methods and measures in which you have to approach this business. I mean, you can talk about marketing, you can talk about promotions, you can talk about the how you make the hit, but reality, is there success? No. I believe that there are things that we could do to get a little closer to being, to increase our odds at being successful. But I don't believe that there's an ironclad formula, because I really had to give it some thought. Me and Rawdog got into, we were talking about it today, and I said to myself that, you know, I had to really think about it. I don't believe that there's an ironclad formula. However, I believe that there is a formula to increasing your odds at being successful in this industry. We'll see what Raw Dog got to say. Raw Dog, what's happening, my brother?
Hey, good evening, good evening. I saw you set the table up. I heard how you put all of that. And
yes,
you know
sir.
It ain't going to help you.
It's not going to help me. Oh, my goodness, what he got up his sleeve tonight.
Well, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yes, sir.
I guess first we have to define the word success.
See, correct.
Now, there are different points of what we call success. Are we saying that you will receive an income that you'll be able to live and pay your bills off of? Or are you talking about Grammys and red carpet, you know, all of that? Let's define where you're saying success rides at.
I think success is an animal to each individual. I think success is its own. It's based on an individual choice, mindset or concept of what success is. Because for me, if I'm living in my lane, doing what I love to do, I don't care if I got millions in the bank. Well, a million would do good versus a billion in the bank.
Wait a minute now.
Definitely do good.
Well, now, see, now I know how old you are. You know how old I am. But with, now let's bring it down to a level so everybody understands what you mean by the word success.
Yes, sir.
Because, you see, are you talking about success is the ability to pay your rent, pay your bills? Just to get it, like, you know, it becomes an income.
I wouldn't equate just paying your bills and paying. That, to me, wouldn't be success to me. But success is living comfortable where you don't
define comfortable. I said my success.
Go ahead.
What, define the word comfortable.
Huh?
What is the word comfortable mean?
Comfortable, my bills are paid.
Okay, that's what I said.
My vacation is made. I got time with my family to do the things that we want to do and love to do. I can go. I have the freedom. I have the freedom of doing all the things that I like to do and the things that I want to do. That's, to me.
That's success.
That's enough for success for me.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
have to be. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to tell you that I wouldn't want more, but I'm not that greedy. I'm going after the money more than I'm going after the passion and the dream and the desire just to do the things I want to do.
Okay. All right. You just confused the world. But that's okay.
Well, that's confusing the world, but I'm talking, you asked me.
Yeah, you walked the fence. You didn't fall off on either side, so you're still neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah, you danced around that one. Okay, now, let me say this. there is a formula. Don't get it wrong. There is a formula.
There's a formula to success.
Yeah,
okay.
Because, see.
I got to talk to Raw Dog. Go ahead.
See, let me explain something to you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
When you look to the sky and as far as they can go, if you say to getting to the outer reaches of that is success, well, okay, you don't know what success is.
Okay.
Because even though, you know, it turns into a point of a job, it's paying your bills, yes,
okay.
being able to spend time with your family, you know, okay. those type of things, minimal vacations, you know, 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, okay, maybe you'll go to South America 1 year after you save up. But at least you have an income that you can save up. Now, that's success in the music game, okay? And there is a formula.
And what's the formula?
I beg your pardon?
And give me a peek into what you see the formula is.
Well,
I see that there's a formula to increasing your odds to being successful in this business. This is just
yeah.
my opinion.
Yeah.
Now,
but you have.
But I'm talking about, is there a formula to saying, "Oh, you're gonna be successful"?
Yeah.
And then, for real, literally.
Yes.
That you're gonna have like you said, there's a way to equate success. Is it gonna be a formula to give me a hit song? That's going to make
well,
that
song. Now, wait a minute now. Hold it.
I'm just going to ask you.
Give me the definition of success. Now, all of a sudden, you're reaching at the top shelf and you're talking about a hit song.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to fight? Hey, John, I need your help. Hold on, John. Hold on, Rondell.
Yeah, you're going down.
Hey, John, what's happening, my brother?
Hey, man, I don't know what to step on in this thing here. You know what I'm
saying? John, he's going to hurt himself tonight.
This dude trying to fight me, man. He's coming out punching, bro. Something wrong with this cat tonight.
I asked him for the definition of success, and he says, oh, and he never said a hit song.
Hmm.
So then I try to give him the point on that, And then he says, well, what about the hit song? And I go, wait a minute. You're saying that the success is a Grammy, a hit song, a number one on the bill. That's not necessarily success.
No,
that could be chaos.
But I would say success is getting in market. I'm talking about you're on your track to success. If you're getting it in markets other than just the Grammy. Let's say you're getting it in the markets of the television. You're getting it in the background of somebody. You just did a commercial for a jingle. You just made a mark in success. It hits your pocket, and you're doing music, doing what you love to do, making music and making money. To me, that's success. Reality. That's
we can tell your mind got opened up during the hip-hop era, and you're stuck in one dimension.
Whatever.
And I'll tell you why.
All right, go ahead.
One, if you're a hip-hop artist, you could do a jingle. If you're a hip-hop artist, you could do a Christmas song. If you're a hip-hop artist, you could do a classical song. You know, because let me explain something. Hip-hop is spoken word. Never thought of it like that, did you? Well, now think about this.
I know exactly what it is.
Do you know do you know a song that is the number one selling song in the history of songs?
Happy
you don't know.
Don't know.
You don't know, do you?
No, sir.
Jingle Bells.
Oh, Jingle Bells? Oh, yeah.
Now, he may not have made money back when he wrote that song, because remember, that's like before radio. But the copyright and the lyrics, the money still goes to his family. Now, is that success? He may have not gotten it. But in this music industry, to make something historic, to make something that is worthy, that the public keeps alive, you even taught your children the lyrics to Jingle Bell. See, so when you start to think about success, huh?
You think the family's still making the money now? That song was... You know, that was back in...
When you look it up, they're still going to tell you who wrote that song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
James Lord Pyramont.
How many people do you see that have put out a product with the lyrics Jingle Bells on it? Those same lyrics, you don't, do you? And those that did... paid for that right. Now he's still making money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess what I'm saying is this: success is something that will last after you're gone from this earth. You may not put it in your pocket. See, because everybody thinks of it, that hit record, that this and that and the other. But there, to go down in history, I would say would be the biggest reward any human being can have. Because then you have something that lives forever. You even know the guys that wrote Jingle Bells because you Googled it. You ain't fooling me.
How you know I Googled it? Come on, Rondo.
Yeah.
How you know I didn't know this firsthand knowledge?
Oh, okay. I give you that point, Googler.
You know, I'm the Google guy.
But in that point.
What's your thoughts, man?
well, to be successful and to be comfortable in life, I would assume you got to be rich.
You gotta be what?
Rich.
Gotta be rich.
Yeah. You gotta be rich. Be comfortable in life. To really be comfortable in life, so you can write your own checks.
That's financially wealthy.
You got to be financially wealthy to be successful. But I hear what Raw Dog saying is that you want to leave a legacy behind. That's really what defines your success, is that, you know, once you leave a legacy behind, once you're dead and gone and stuff, you left a legacy behind. That's just like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson left a legacy behind. He was financially successful in everything, and he also was, you know, business-wise, he still got plenty of money now, but his family had money that, you know, that he left behind. And his name will always be in the music industry. It will never die. So he left a legacy behind. But first thing you need to do also is to become successful with yourself. You must recognize what you want to be in life. Once you get to the point where you can understand yourself, then you can reach out and try to strive to get certain things in your life to propel you to the next level. Like I say, these people that was successful in life, they was committed to doing something, reaching their goal, and they recognized what they wanted out of life, and they worked hard towards that to achieve that goal in life. So it's different success, what you're reaching for in life. It's all depending on what level of success that you're reaching for, or what is your definition of successful as an individual to each person. Now that, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know, but to me, to be successful, man, I want to be rich, comfortable. I would like to be able to be comfortable. I don't want nobody to write my check, because anybody writing your check is controlling your future. You know, like I say. Because anything, just say for instance, you got a little piece of money put up. Say a bad sickness, your family had to have an operation. This operation may cost $600,000 or $700,000. You know, people don't save $600,000 or $700,000, but they have to have this operation, and they take all that money away. So you really not, you know, comfortable, because it took all that money to wipe it out. But you really have to be rich and have a lot of money to really be comfortable.
Yeah, but John, can I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank God for Obamacare. See, what you said was a scenario. No. What he said was a scenario and the reason for Obamacare. You know, and you know, the thing about it is that he was right about that. To be successful is to have good health. Because, you see, no matter how much money you have, if you have poor health, it's all gone anyway. Because you're going to have to pay for that medical. But thank God for Obamacare. Because by everyone having insurance that they no longer can cut you off, you know, for a illness prior to getting it. Now everyone can be covered and has that safety net. See, that was one of the big, you know, we used to say America eats its own. And people used to say, what do you mean by that? You'd work all of your life to retire and to sit and look back and live on all that you have gained. And then poor health would take it all away. And just at the time when poor health is a possibility when you get up in age, that's what the big ripoff was. And America had no safety blanket for those that had worked all their life building America, working in America, the good citizens that went to work and paid their taxes. So you know the point on that, Obamacare has helped on that. But I'm going to say this to you, you know, you can't take it with you, so no matter how much you make, it doesn't matter. But I think a success in this music business is one, Can you pass your music in front of your mother and your father and everybody else? And they even if they're not here, you know, I believe in heaven. If they were to hear what you're doing and what have you, could there be a smile? Because, hey, you did, and you are the person that they were trying to get you to be, a good person, a good citizen. You know, a lot of people can't say that. Success in this music industry means you didn't fall for the pitfalls of dope. You know, you didn't have the splurges of spending money and not remembering where you came from and understanding, hey, being about a proper character. You've seen things going on that bring artists down, you know, like CeeLo. CeeLo would have had the number one song if he didn't have the court case with the female, because he did Happy, and they took him off of that and put Pharrell back on it when he caught the case, because it was a children's cartoon, and you can't be in a court case behind Molly's and all of this and taking advantage of females. You know, CeeLo's got a heck of a publicist because you don't hear much about it. You might hear just a little rumble. But success, you know, there is an ABC, you know. And I told Poetic this, you know. I told him it was education. You know, when you start when you're young, it's educating yourself, learning how to read music, learning how to write music, learning the different formulas in the beat patterns in classical, the waltz, the samba, all of these different things, because they're included within hip-hop. These rhythms that you guys are hearing, calling them beats and what have you, that are done on the electronic machines, they have all those flavors in them. If you can read the music, you then have a job. You're not only one-dimensional. You can qualify and make money in working with someone else other than yourself. You know, so by educating yourself and becoming that qualified individual, then you have a job chance in this industry to have an income. Now, when you know, the next thing is the B. The B is, you know,
cultivate. Before you go there, let's talk about what you just said. I understand what you just said, but let's talk about what
you said. I know where
you're
going, but it don't fit right
here.
All right.
So you're saying that education and getting the music right is formula, a part of the formula to having a successful track in music. So I guess if you have successfully became accomplished on your equipment, your keyboard, your drum machines, your drums, your guitars, you've mastered the formula of creating the material, then right there you have some form of success already. Starting, you're on the track of being successful. That's what you're saying?
Well, you'll be working in the industry. You know, yeah, let's put it like this.
Because, wait, let's get clear. Let's get clear.
Okay.
You're saying just because you know these things, you're going to be working in the industry.
Okay. Because you have the depth of your education, your ability to read and play or sing, what you have been placed in front of you. See, you're jumping to the other
nowhere.
Elements
I'm right
before you take the
I'm
first
right here in
step.
In education, I ain't jumping nowhere. Ain't
okay, okay. So
nowhere.
The first step is
I'm
what?
Just trying to get
reading
some clarity
music.
Here.
Wait a minute. The first step for anybody in this music industry is understanding and reading music. You know the do re mi fa sol la ti do. You remember that in school? You remember your teacher taking you through that?
Yes, sir. I
but
do.
You didn't understand how to apply that. That was scales in what? To do what?
That was scales to learn the how the tones go, I would guess.
No. No.
Oh, you
no.
tell me. You that man.
That was that was the 12 notes.
The 12 yeah. notes of the keyboard. Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
That's the 12 notes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so what the teacher didn't say to each one of you, you can go to the piano, you can do it right next to the piano. On every note on the piano, you can do that. Do, re, mi, fa, sol. Okay. So what happens is that that's the first step.
Okay.
Knowing
but
your
that's
notes
the first
after that would be your
knowing
second
your
step.
Now, that's I'm just saying, Rodo, you said it's a formula to success. I just want to know, by me knowing my notes, that makes
uh-huh.
me successful.
And the next one is to be able to look at your chart. See, in music, they give you sheet music.
Okay.
Do you know the lines and the spaces?
Uh-huh.
What are they? Don't Google.
I won't. Every good boy does fine. Every good boy does fine. F-A-C-E.
Oh, you Googled.
No, Raw Dog, I did not. I actually played bass clarinet. So,
oh, you go guy.
So
okay.
I know. And remember, I couldn't Google that fast. If I had paused a little bit. It would, but I forgot what the bass scale was.
Okay, you were giving them that F-A-C-E are the spaces.
F-A-C-E, this is F-A-C-E is the lines, and the spaces.
No, F-A-C-E is the spaces.
Nope. Yeah, F-A-C-E is the space. Yeah, that's right, spaces. And the lines is every good boy does fine.
Correct.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And there... the notes on there you can read across the music chart.
Now, that's going to make me a better producer.
That's going
it's
to give
make me
you
a better,
the
it's
first
make me a better,
step.
So I'm just
you,
trying to get somebody.
Okay, but a producer can also be someone in another person's project. We're talking about how you become relevant. See, only in the hip-hop game have people been independent from each other. See, Smokey Robinson used to write songs for everybody in Motown.
Gotcha.
Okay, see, hip-hop, for some reason, everybody figures they've got to be separate.
But I understand where you're coming from, but I don't. I'll tell you why. You got several hip-hop artists that has been very successful, but they probably don't know the lick, one bit about the scale. So, I
but
mean,
you gotta
they
ask
were
them.
Successful. Huh?
You're only assuming they don't.
No, I said they probably don't.
But you can't even assume that. You can't assume it. See, you're taking away.
Okay.
And you don't know.
Okay.
Okay. See, you know, just
that,
you
that
know
I agree with you. I don't know what they know. I just said.
But
many
see,
of them.
If you
yes,
knew F-A-C-E and every good boy does fine,
uh-huh.
Guess what? Give them credit.
Oh yeah, I give because like you said, right now, if I know it, you can imagine what they know.
No, I have to do that because I'm only. Everybody equal. If I start taking away, then I'm saying they don't. And you might be surprised and shocked that they do. But those are the basics.
Well,
I really
agree with you, Rodo, that those are the basics, but I would say this.
Uh-oh. He's going to jump to the hit record.
You got to I want to tell you got to tell me. You got to tell me how that equates to my success as getting me a record deal.
Okay, here it goes. Nothing happens overnight. So, once you've started in your learning process, in educating yourself on being able to read 12 notes, being able to understand there's only 12 notes. Then you start to looking at the different time signatures. The waltz is what? 3-3? There are different tempo rate points. There's different instrumentation. So your education starts to get in the creativity that's been put in by different individuals in creating their music. So you have a position of understanding how to formulate a song.
All right. We are at the break right now. And Raw Dog, guys, Raw Dog, by the way, is he's giving us some ABCs of knowing that instrument enough, or knowing the music scales and all of that stuff, the formula of knowing all of the things in the pentatonics and all of that stuff, whatever he want to talk about. I just want to know how it's going to equate to me becoming a success and get me a record deal. When we come back, I know Raw Dog is full of information. He's ready to lay it out to us. John, you're still on deck with us?
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbbshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you're listening in by any other device other than your phone, do call us at 213-559-2995. Again, that number is 213-559-2995. Also, visit us at our website, www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your MP3 today. We want to connect with your music. We like to get it here playing and popping on our program. www.hiphopnational.com. Is there an ABCs to success in the music industry? Well, we just heard Raw Dog on his A, the letter A, things that he talks about as far as the A. I say, yeah, you need to have some awesome audio for your A. How about that? Definitely awesome audio, putting that production together. I agree with Raw Dog when it comes to that. So let's go to the B. Let's see if there's some basic business we can talk about. Definitely. Raw Dog, you now have the floor, sir.
Well, okay. You know, are the baby steps. You know, that's the education. That's, you know, that's understanding. That's looking at, you know, different compositions. And, you know, that's the way that goes. The interest is there, the desire, the fire. The B is to cultivate. Cultivating, bringing that talent and honing your craft, there's where the biggest portion of your time is going to come. The falling down, the discouragement, the doesn't seem to be light at the end of the tunnel. How come somebody sounds better than me? What am I doing this for? All that comes in during the cultivating, because you're going to want to quit, because it's work. It's work without getting any financial gain from it. You know, it's what they call the period of time when the fire is burning, but there ain't no heat in the house. Hey, you're not bringing in any money. You're just in the situation trying to find your way. And generally, like I say, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It just seems like, why? You know, and that cultivating separates the, I don't want to say men from the boys, because on one show I got called sexist.
How about the women?
Huh? Say what?
Yeah, how about the women? You know, I don't want nobody calling me and jumping all on you tonight.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from her. So let's call it the growth period.
It's up to you now.
from a wannabe to be, okay? And so what we have there, it's just like, you know, a child, you know, they take that first step and then they fall. You know, that cultivation is the learning process. It's the time you're putting in with that desire to be able to be an accomplished individual in this music game, to be a singer, to be able to hit those high notes like a Mariah Carey. You know, that just didn't happen overnight for her. She had to develop her vocal cords. And she then had to study and learn when that could be used in a song. You don't hear her hit them notes on every song, you know. And so the whole thing about it is that's the hardest time in the artist's life, that cultivation. You know, just like, you know, me producing music and what have you. I've been in my cultivation of doing studio and producer music, I'd say for the last, I'd say maybe 16 years. I got 16 years worth of music ain't nobody heard.
Right.
And they getting ready to get grown and blow up. Now then I'll be able to tell you about the hit record.
I don't want you to change gears yet. So I want to know, when you say this cultivation, are you talking about the discipline, the discipline that it takes to actually know your craft, the sacrifices you need to make in order to develop yourself out of a whole artist? Is that where you were going at with the cultivation?
Well, I guess we used to call that the practice and the mastering of what instrument, vocal, that lane that you're going to choose to be in the musical industry. Developing, you see, people think that, you can play horn like Kenny G. Or, you know, or you sound just like Jay-Z. Well, they're original. They've cultivated themselves, and that's them. Each individual has his own character, the originality. And that is what's going to get him sought after in the industry. If you want Jay-Z, then you'll go and pay Jay-Z. you know, a Jay-Z wannabe, well, you know, they having a hard time because everybody's just looking at them like, you're just a copy. Who are you? I want the you. I don't want the, you know, I used to say it as Elvis Presley impersonators. And there were some real great ones, but you don't know their name. So if that's the case, then we call them Elvis impersonators. There's what the artists have to understand. They want to be who they are. They want to be a Jay-Z, a Snoop Dogg, a Ludacris. They're all different. That's why they have that individual place in hip-hop. I had to figure out the word. I was going to say something else, but, you know, I don't know if it would have been right for over the radio. But anyway, so, you know, when you start to...
Well, they got the niche. They got the niche.
Oh. Okay. Their niche. The niche. It just don't sound right coming from me. Okay.
Well, hey, John.
Yeah.
I know you're just sitting sideline right now, man. You said, look, man, I ain't going to interrupt that man. Go ahead and talk over that dude tonight, man. Go ahead. The girl's not here.
I have nothing but respect for Rondell because, you know, I admire his mindset about stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm going to
John? Is Poetic Man getting to you? You say in my mindset. Oh, we gonna talk.
Okay. But a lot of things dealing with that's one thing that you know, you familiar with the Funk Brothers or Raw Dog?
Oh yeah.
They played all the majority of all the music, the band music for all the great artists out there. They played Heard Through the Grapevine and all those different people and stuff. There was the band. But
yep.
There was one guy in the group that played the bongos or the drum. He didn't know how to read music. He really what do you call it? You gotta play the bongos. Yeah, he played by ear. He didn't know how to read music and stuff like that. I seen in one of the documentaries. And stuff like this guy didn't know how to read music and stuff like that, but you know they put a music sheet in front of him. He just, you know, put a book in there in front of it. You know, didn't really know how to read music, but you know they was a that's one of the legends of a band's funk group played for everybody back then. You know stuff like that, but the, you know, but also the thing is that. You write with the, you know, there's a lot of keys into being successful in life.
Well, I gotta ask you this: why you was there? Do you believe it's necessary to know how to read music in order to be successful in doing music?
I think that you have to be successful in your mind because you have to overcome a lot of things. I would assume there was a lot of artists back then couldn't read music.
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm proposing that to Rodolfo right now. What do you think,
Rodolfo? What do I think about what, Poetic?
That it's necessary to read music to be successful at doing music.
Well, let me put it like this.
I just want to know.
Let me think.
Think real close about this.
Okay, here's the point. Okay, so what you're telling me, wait a minute. What you're telling me is that you're going to have a group of guys on stage that everything for an hour and a half to 2 hours they're going to remember, and it's coming out of their head. There's no charts, no nothing.
No. I said, do you think it happened? No. You twisting that. I want to know, do you have to read music to be successful?
Well, let's put it like this. One of them people on stage got to read music.
All I'm saying is...
How's he
going
to know where to take them?
Yes or no. Do you think you need to know how to read music to be successful at doing music?
Okay. You want my honest answer? Are you talking about the vocalist and the rapper? Are you talking about the supporting people behind
it? Hey, John, did I say any of that?
No, I'm making sure because, see, you know, when I come back at you, I want to know that you can't just jump out of the closet and go, I got you.
Is it necessary to know how to read music to be successful at doing music?
Well, let me say it like this.
Why you got to know?
No. Listen to me. Because see, you've got an answer here, and you're holding a grenade, and you pulled the pin. You may not think I see it, but I see it in your hand and the grin on your face. And you're way down in Florida, and I'm up here in Washington State. Yes, I would think that it would be necessary for somebody on that stage to read some music somewhere, and I would think it would be somebody on that stage would need to know how to read English so they'd know the next song that's coming up.
I'm just curious, because I might be wrong.
Well, if you've got a playlist. Because remember this. You can travel. Okay, listen to me. You can travel with a rhythm section from one place to another. That's the keyboards, the guitar, the bass, and the drums. And you can go and do a live show by hiring people and having charts.
Now, I agree with that part.
Okay,
you can bring that on, but my question was it necessary to read music to be successful at doing
it? If you're going to be tight when you hit the stage and jumping, yeah. You got to know where you at. No, you don't have to if you're going to be half-assed. If you're going to be half-assed.
He's blind-assed. Even had a chance to actually see the notes.
But if you're going to go on stage and be half-assed, you don't have to read.
No, but...
That's not success.
Steve
that's just performing.
Just the bridge. Half-assed. Steve wasn't half-assed. And Ray Charles
wasn't
half-assed.
Who wasn't?
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
Oh, my God.
Were they half-assed?
Can I ask you a question? First of all,
I know one of them. I think it was Stevie.
First of all, let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
Ray Charles went to school. Ray Charles could read Braille. Do you not think that they have Braille transcribers?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
No.
Did one album, maybe three, four albums. Stevie Wonder ain't put out nothing in years because of the fact Stevie Wonder was able to play all of those instruments on his song. He played everything. He had the new synthesizer, and they worked for months on that album, Superstition. He hadn't done nothing since then. So how many songs did Stevie Wonder really do? And if he could have read music,
more than
how many more could he
special.
Have done?
Huh?
See, because there's a way of printing out the music and being blind. I don't know if he knows how to read music. I don't know.
I'm looking.
You Googling, I know. Okay. So
you got a problem with me Googling.
No, but what you keep doing, you keep pointing out extraordinary original individuals.
But the point is. I do agree that education is the key. The more you know, the better you are.
And how many years did Stevie just sit around playing music?
Well, kind of like all his life he was into the music thing.
Right, because he couldn't drive a car, could he?
He was well developed.
But he couldn't drive a car, could he?
I wasn't getting in no car.
Okay. He couldn't play baseball.
Stick to his music, and I'll sit next to him on the piano, next to the piano bench. But we ain't getting no car together. If he's the pilot. If he's the driver.
Okay, yeah. So the first instrument you ever heard him make a song on was what? What was he playing?
Oh, you want me to tell you? I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Don't
man,
Google.
I do have an answer.
It was
Google.
Harmonica,
hey.
Man.
Hey, man, why would I Google that? Why would I Google something like that?
Because you hesitated. You just didn't say harmonica. Yeah, you hesitated. You gave that away earlier. Talking and Googling at the same time. That's like driving and eating. People are not supposed to do that. See, you gave away. If I pause, I'm Googling. You pause. So he played a harmonica. He played a harmonica. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Did you ever have a harmonica when you were little?
Yes, I did.
And you're not a Stevie Wonder today, are you?
Put it this way. I'm a distance. I'm talking about like extreme distance from the real to the deep. It's relative.
But, yeah, okay. Yeah, I got something to sell you after the show tonight, you know. Okay. Just have your checkbook ready. No, but listen to this, man. The trick behind it is this. Okay, I had a harmonica. John, did you ever have a harmonica?
Yeah, I had one. I had a little plastic one. Okay.
And do you guys realize that none of us had love for that harmonica like Stevie had for his? Don't think they gave him a true musical harmonica when he first started. He must have had, you know, this is funny. I've seen kids, when I was young, I saw people that for Christmas they got the guitars. That real inexpensive, they were plastic back in the day with the little strings on it that were plastic, like fish line. And I saw they were able to play a song on it. I just broke mine out of frustration. I couldn't figure out how to get nothing out of it. But they didn't. See, there's doorways for each one of us. And Stevie, the harmonica, and he progressed, and he was able, and he played it all the time, and he didn't lose it. He didn't step on it. He didn't, you know. He didn't misuse it. So, okay, he cultivated his love and his time that he put in playing that thing. Wow. There's only been one Stevie Wonder, man. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what they needed to hear. Education, cultivation. Okay? You grow.
That's why I brought that up, brother. Hey. That's why I brought that up.
Wait a minute, you guys. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? That's poetic. That's flaming up there in the sky. You coming down, bro.
You got problems, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John. What were you about to say?
But the thing is, the more you know about, you know, reading music and stuff like that, it takes you further in the industry. That's true. Because I'm gonna tell you a true story. I learned how to play the piano a little bit about a couple years ago. I started playing. I was teaching myself how to read music. You know what I mean? I didn't really have nobody teach me how to read music. I really didn't get a chance to cultivate it. But I'm going to tell you a true story of what happened. Is that I had made some music. I played and recorded stuff and stuff like that. Steve Harvey have a nephew. I mean, he have a cousin that stays in Macon, Georgia. He run the radio station. In which my lady friend, she was interning right there at the radio station, and she always kept my music with her, and everything, kept it on a CD. And she said she liked listening to it because, you know, it's people calm, you know she think and make her think and stuff like that. But one day she was working in the radio station because she also, you know, doing hip-hop music herself. You know, she had us, her music, and she was trying, you know, get herself out there. And she gave this guy my CD by mistake. And he let her heard it. I mean, you know, he played the music and stuff. She said, no, that's the wrong CD that I gave you. That's the wrong CD that I gave you. But he said, hold on, wait a minute, let me listen at it, you know, and stuff like that. And that was, I think he was over Steve Harvey music, I mean, his devotion part in the morning time and stuff like that. And he asked me, could he use 30 seconds of it to play in the background for Steve Harvey music, you know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that was a big blessing to me because I let him use it. It was on radio station in Macon, Georgia, 92.1. Gentleman Georgia was the guy's name, I think, and stuff like that.
But you made the music because you enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, I just enjoyed doing it and didn't get nothing copyrighted and nothing like that, you know, because I didn't know how to really read music and stuff like that. They used it for a while, you know. It just was a privilege just for him to consider that, you know.
And you know what? You're right on that. You're right. But you know what? Don't stop playing. Don't stop. When you get lost in this world or things are getting you down, you'll be surprised the mood of the music that you will create. Music is created out of moods. And so understand it. A happy mood, you'll have an up-tempo something that you'll try to do. Hey, a heartbroken mood, you'll put something in there that's going to charm the next woman because she's going to realize you got a heart. You know, and when you get that jiggy and, you know, there's that kind. But I ain't going to tell you about that. You guys are too young for that. But, you know, say, save yourself. I hear you. All right, don't tell us. But no, man, seriously, you know, in that, why I say don't stop, just think, if you keep going on in that direction, 10 years from now, how many songs might you have created?
Yeah, probably. Well, it's a lot in cultivating, trying to...
But you don't have to finish them in one day.
No, I don't have to finish it in one day, but it's a lot goes on in one day.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying to you. Now, think about it. If you start a song today, you get part of it, and you just leave it. And then tomorrow you may not even think about that song. Something else comes to your head, and you start that up. And then the day after that, something else. And let's say a month later, go back to the first song that you've completely forgotten about, and you'll be able to add to it. You know, we often talk about this being a microwave society, and you even hear it in Poetic when he rushes to the ending, to the hit song, to this and that and the other. No, man. The heart and the love and the pleasure are all the footsteps.
I got to be honest with you. I don't look at it as a microwave. I'm more, you are really a musician. I'm talking about, dude, you're a bona fide producer. This is what me, I love marketing and promotions. I talk about it all day long. Love to talk about it because that's where I believe that that's missing link and the basics, the ABCs. And once you've done this part where you're talking about the production, there's another level, and there's a business level side of things where you're going to need to register that product.
Now check this out. You're right on that. And John made that statement about his, but he didn't expect it to go that way. Now that he knows more, he might say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let you use it, but he's registering it at the same time. You know what I mean? He's getting the paperwork.
Yeah.
He might grant the privilege.
What you're talking about there, where my passion lies at in this thing is getting the paperwork right so you can get paid.
Right, but you got to have the artists so they're offering the money. See, that's behind it.
What you were saying earlier, you got to have some awesome audio, so therefore it's going to take you some education and experience and time to actually evolve into a very talented musician where you can actually turn that into money because you get a chance to hobnob with some of the best and play along with them and play and make that a part of your exercise to make music and make money. I agree with that.
Man, you ain't got to hobnob with nobody. You walk through that door with what it is and what it's supposed to be. It ain't about hobnobbing. It's about, see, you know what? Now listen to me. That's where you, see, this is what makes this triangle that we have on the radio right now really relevant and powerful, because you are the marketing man.
You think it?
Hey, John.
Please.
Yeah, see, now where are these artists at, man? We could produce a monster.
Oh. Hey, Ronald, listen for a second.
Boy, you better quit touching that button. We'll catch a point. And then I'm going to catch a case. You do that one more time. Boy, I swear, I'll catch a plane and catch a case.
When I said hot dog, that means you can get the sheet music. And you can learn a song, and you could play along. Let's say a concert came into town. They need hired musicians, and you are a skilled musician, where you can get on, and you know you can read the music. They called upon you, and the opportunity hit for you to actually be performing live on stage with some of the best. That's what I mean by hard now.
Yeah,
That's what I meant by hard now.
But you know what, Poetic? You are a marketing genius. And we got John on here who is a true manager. And here I am. Well, I got some fire. I got some fire in this music. Where's the artist at? They don't, there's a power team on this radio, and I'm not talking you guys up. I'm just telling the truth. Why, we get a lot of submissions, and we get some really great artists, but they don't make that phone call.
That's the link at, Rodo. They go in like it's a laundromat, post up their bulletin, boom, there's my music. Hey, play it. Do your thing. Let me just step away. Let me hear it instead of telling people, hey, man, request it.
Man, we could start a hip-hop national tour with the artists, launching them off of here and then putting them all together and taking them all around on a tour. These guys don't know when they're good when they hear it. I mean, I guess, I don't
know. I can say this. I talked to some industry ears this morning and really mentioned that this morning about having a tour. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about somebody who's really seasoned, somebody who's really doing it on a high scale with some of the best industry people that you hear out there on radio right now.
Yeah, and John's got an artist that's on tour, that's through his company. Let's just honk the horn. Shit, did I say that word? Well, I guess I can.
I think that was something that came off the board. I accidentally hit it because I didn't know that you did.
Thank you, but I'm gonna listen to the show later, and I know you did. But I'm gonna say it like this: there is an ABC to success. I mean, when let's get to the C. The C is the counseling, the commitment. It's having the group that is going to put you in the right position so that the industry is going to embrace your work and what have you, critiquing, making sure you've got all the things going on, getting you that entertainment attorney and that accountant and all of those things.
Can I jump in there, Rob?
So that you can be and make that money. Go ahead.
See,
boy.
Guys, right now, Rob Dog's talking about the marketing, the sales of your sales, your product management, the publicity around your music, the promotions, the artist relationship with media and all the people that's involved with the product. Raw Dog is talking about, you know, getting a good plan together and pushing forth so you will have some success. That is a part of the successful formula to becoming successful in this business.
You know what? Can I tell you something? That's why the three of us can sit and talk on this show with comfort, laugh, and what have you. Because we got it going on in our lives. You know, we may not have the Bentley outside, but guess what? It's not necessary. We can always rent it. You know? hey, seriously. I mean, you know, we don't have the jet plane sitting out there on the field, but we can always lease it. See, businesses can run like that. And the artists need to get aware. You need to get with people that can make a phone call. But you got to also put yourself in the hands. Like, who says that? Farmers? Put yourself in the hands of those handlers that are not against you, but that are going to take you like Play-Doh and mold you into what you got to be. You know, we're not here doing charity work. And you never heard us say we don't have love for the artist. But in the same respect, too, hey, look, we've been around. We aren't here to play with people. And you got to step up to the plate, and you got to talk business. You know, because, you know, you might have the desire, but you haven't got the pathway nor the team that's going to get you there. See, you know, in the box or in the world, you're going to have to be in the world and doing business and step with the people that are going to take you there, not play with you, not make you feel good about yourself at all times, because sometimes you got to break your heart to get to the real truth so you can get better. You know, I mean,
careful saying in the world. You got to be careful saying that in the world thing about you know, the gospel community. They don't embrace being in the world.
Well, but guess what? The world is hearing them. You know, and that's a whole different. See, different genres have different doorways you have to go through, and different ways of cultivating yourself and the understanding of that side of the business. You know, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you go to Nashville, would you wear a cowboy hat and maybe some cowboy boots? You might, and still be hip-hop. You might walk into the office to do business, but that's the way you're dressed. Because the guy on the other side, he's got a cowboy hat and he's got the boots. You might have to wear a tuxedo. I mean, you know, some business appointments and engagements, they're checking you out to find out who they're dealing with. Do you have the sense and the handlers to make you attractive and adaptive to where the music industry might embrace what you're doing? You know, I mean, are you the kind of guy that's going to go in the club and shoot it up and what have you? And what happens to the label and the liability? And, you know, then they've got to do the PR on an artist just so that artist might be able to have his product sold. Remember, they burnt Michael Jackson's CDs. Then everybody went out and rebought them after he died. Now, think about that, you know?
And then what? I mean, honestly,
you don't remember the news when he had the court case, one of the court cases for the supposedly what they said he did, and the people went out and burnt Michael Jackson's stuff?
Yeah. I remember that. It was on the news, yeah.
And then when he died, they went out and bought it. His record sales went up. That's how fickle consumers are. If I buy something just because he did wrong, don't mean I'm going to destroy. That's my money. Michael didn't care. They'd already spent their money. They didn't go in and snatch him out of the store and throw him out in the street. He'd already got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so
how ridiculous is that?
I need some education right now.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to come down there to Florida, take your Cadillac, and we're going to burn it because you're mad at Cadillac manufacturers.
No, none of that. Oh, yeah, you can burn my Cadillac. I ain't got one.
Yeah.
Hey, Rada, question. Let's go back to the scale, the piano for a second.
Yeah.
Okay? He has 12 notes on the piano, correct?
Oh, shit. He done counted them.
Okay, wait a minute. It's A, B, C, D,
yeah, that's 12.
F.
Yeah, I just counted mine.
And does that include the flats and the sharps? That's what you're saying?
Poetic.
I'm,
can I ask you a question? Can I
I'm
ask
you
a question?
You.
Would you do me a favor?
I'm for myself.
Would you
I'm
do me a favor?
I'm throwing you under the bus.
Would you mute yourself and just go stand in the corner for a half second while I talk to John? John.
Right now, I'm asking you this for my own age and for other people who don't know.
John.
Dude, I don't know.
12 notes. Those are the flats and the sharps, I don't understand.
Because A B C D E F, that's give me A B C D E F. Give me six keys. Now that's why I asked you.
A B C D E F. You stopped at F, right?
Because that's where it stops.
A B C D E F G.
Oh, yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, yeah. And then that includes the flats and the sharps. So,
but it actually starts at the note C. C. C is
I know. It started at middle C. Middle C. I just went from the alphabet scale. But
no,
I know
I understand
it started at middle
C.
Now, my question is the sharps to the right or to the left? Is the sharps is to the right of the piano?
Okay.
I'm trying to...
No. And I accept that. Poetic.
I'm not being funny here.
Poetic.
I like to joke.
Poetic. A sharp and a flat are chameleons.
They're the same. If you're going one way on the piano, you're going down the piano, it's flat. If you're going up the piano, it's sharp.
Exactly. Right? So they're chameleons. They can be, you can say it's a sharp or you can say it's a flat. It's how the key signature is written.
What did you say it was?
What do you mean? The key signature?
You said the flats and the sharps are chameleon?
Yeah, because they're both the same. You can look at them, you can look at it, And you can see it as a sharp, or you can look at it, and the next minute it'll be a flat, but it's the same note.
It depends on which way you're going up the piano. If you're going
necessarily. Not necessarily. It's the key signature. See, when you start talking about sheet music, I often ask the artist, what key do you sing? What is your vocal key? You know, your basic key. And they'll tell me. Okay, so now what if your key is C sharp, in the key of C sharp? Okay, now you got to realize that, you know, that's D flat, okay? Or what is that? You know, hey, right now you got my brain working and, you know, I got things going on up there. You got to realize.
C-sharp is not a D-flat.
Huh?
C-sharp is B. I'm sorry, C is B-flat.
Say what again?
C-sharp. I don't know. Hey, guys, I don't know. I'm asking this.
Okay, you want to know. Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly. Damn, where is it? Okay, A-flat is to the left of A, which would be G-sharp. Okay?
Yeah, A-flat, yeah, correct.
So it depends. See, when you start to reading music, you know, there the key of it, things are sharp rather than flat. If it's a key that is in that runs the chord progressions of flats, it's then wrote in that key signature.
Okay, I know it threw everybody off. I just needed that because we had went there early. I wanted to get to it that early, and then I just left out of that. So.
I started talking about throwing gas on your Cadillac, and you just wanted to take that subject and go somewhere else with it.
What's that?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. Hello.
Oh, it's all right, brother. It's all right. I'm right there. I'm with you. I'm with you, my man.
But you know what? There is
anyway.
There is a formula to success. It's hard work.
Go right now. We got about 17 minutes. Give me that in a nutshell, what you see the formula to success is.
It's education. It's hard work. It's studying music. Studying, if you're going to do vocals, it's studying opera, classical, gospel, R&B, country western. You know, it's developing your vocal cords. Because, you see, to be successful, that takes originality.
Developing the knowledge of all the other all the other genres around you, even if it's a genre that don't even give you, that you're not the most interested in, you should know it so you'll become a global, you have global knowledge of what it takes to be a musician.
They're all related.
Okay.
I mean, they're all related, even with hip-hop, spoken word, poetry.
This is the world formula to success in music. I just need to know.
Well, but see that. No. I think that it's vital. You have to understand. People get played with all the time. Their limitations are what stops them from becoming all they can in this music industry. You can learn it early or you can learn it late. Generally, late is too late. You know, and so when we start talking about the cultivation of the talent, the depth of your skills, your understanding of music composition, well, that's one side of it. But then when you start to do a product and what have you, you have to realize in that production, you're going to have people that you can go to that are going to give you a truth about your production, that know something about the music itself and composition. Just don't take it to somebody that doesn't know anything, you know, maybe one of them. But to make sure the rest of them have an ear for the flavor that you're trying to give and to give you the actual honest critiquing. Because, you see, the thing about it is that that's a lot of the issues with hip-hop. You know, if you were signed to a label or something, you might submit a project to them. They're going to send it back, critique it, and tell you what they like, what they don't like. They don't understand the quality of the whole thing. You know, the sound quality at different points. You know, they might even question what you've named the song. You know? All these things are gone over because to become a success, you have to be in the right lanes. You know, now there have been renegades. There have been people that have broke through and broke every rule. But they're rare. It's possible. I don't think I'm going to follow that. You know, that's just like one man jumping off a cliff, and he survived. And then it's my turn. And I just don't happen to have the athletic ability, or I don't land exactly as he did, and I die. I'd rather have some type of safety harness, a parachute, a bungee cord, something that's going to stop my fall. So to be a renegade, okay, all right, fine. If it works for you, it works for you. But I can say, you know, you're bound to crash and burn, like a lot. Not that I'm wishing that for you, because you see, hey, if you find a new way, let me know. But, you know, I don't
think
like
that.
You
say they may even change the name of a song once the industry did it, right?
Say that again. You broke up.
Said that they could even change the name of a song. That's what you mentioned earlier. And
oh yeah,
you were just, and you know, it's just ironically the one song that you brought up earlier by James Lord Pierpont was Pierpont or whatever his name was. Anyway,
you mean Jingle Bell?
Jingle Bell. Jingle Bell was actually titled One Horse Open Sleigh.
All right.
Was actually written. It right now we hear it as a Christmas theme song, but it was actually written for Thanksgiving.
Okay, and guess what?
So.
look how through time. You know, there's the next thing. You know, we were talking about branding and what have you and all of that earlier today, and you know, I think that comes after the project has been created, and you know, we talked about licensing and copyrights. After all your paperwork has been done, and you've been accepted to at least get out and acknowledged into the music industry, because you have got the team, you've put in the time. You've got the label that is behind you. Then what you've got to do is you've got to brand yourself and what have you. You know all about that. And that's when that comes in. But you know, it's not an overnight process. You know, it's not. And you know, go ahead.
The ABC to the formula is getting it right, getting your craft right, getting yourself ready and prepared to actually become a well crafted artist.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
And oh
then
yeah.
After
so
you've done that, then you're saying that's the horse, and then behind it is what moves the product. Now it's time to market. Now it's time to promote. Now it's time to do those other things and branding and getting the things. But before you do it, you got to hone your craft.
Right. You might not even think of your artist name until your product is ready to go. You know? We talked about that. We called it getting the cart before the horse.
So I just said, brother.
No, you said getting the horse.
Yeah.
and then get in the car.
I said, John, did you hear me? I said, so you're saying the horse is getting on in your craft. That means that's the horse. The horse is pulling the cart. The horse is the front line.
No, you just said the horse. They didn't know nothing about a cart until later on.
I said the cart comes behind. John, didn't I say it? Come on, John. John said, my name's Bennett, and
But no, you know what? That phrase goes, getting the cart before the horse. That's what most people do. They already bought their outfit for the Grammys. They've looked at the car they want to buy, the Bentley. They know the price of the jewelry that they want to wear. And they're in there buying the clothes, and they haven't even put in the hard work to ensure that all of that they just thought about, they can write off as a business deduction. That's all part of doing business. You get that back on your income tax. You become one of the one percenters.
Some of them go through the crack as well, without even getting the opinions of industry insiders to see where they really fit on the scale right now. Am I ready to approach this thing? Am I really ready to release this thing? They haven't even mixed it properly. They haven't even mastered it properly. And that's what we get here often a lot. And then they don't have, or they don't have the kind of version that the submission that is being requested by the platform.
Well,
and I'm
you,
not talking about just my platform.
You know what's funny?
Terrestrial radio is doing the same thing.
But you know what?
I'm not
What you didn't tell them is the one big question that they only ask themselves. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where the heck and who the hell is going to play this song with the explicit lyrics and all of that? Who's going to be able to hear me other than somebody that I give it to? Because nobody's going
to
play it on the airwaves.
It's underground format.
Yeah, well, ain't nobody listening to that. You might think they are. They ain't. You got to grow up sometime. You might listen to it one day, but you ain't listen to it every day. And if you listen to it every day, you got too much time on your hands because you ain't learning jack. Sorry. That was kind of blatant, wasn't it?
I heard from you. I would like to hear from John. John, what's going on, man? You just been quiet in the cut?
Yeah, man.
Not even wanting to say but. Oh. What?
I'm trying to keep your peace in the valley, man. That's the only thing I want to do.
And we love you for it, John. That means he still belongs to both of us, not just you alone.
The thing I would say, man, to these unsigned artists, man, you know, affiliate yourself with a team that's going to help you out with a formula to get you ready for this industry, man. That's what Hip Hop Nation are doing. Like, we on the panel tonight, you know, talking about, you know, stuff and what we need to have to be successful in life, you know, about getting your team together, also about getting yourself prepared for this industry. Because that's what it's going to be about, you know. You're going to have to be mentally and emotionally ready to handle this responsibility for some of this condition out here. Because you got a lot of bad conditions, you got a lot of good conditions. You're going to have to be able to adapt to a lot of things in this industry. And also you have to be able to grow as a person, you know, to be able to listen. And that's the key factor, is there to listen to all this information in which that, you know, Hip Hop Nation is giving. You know, we out here we'll be tripping out on the panel board tonight, but it's real talk. And it's real life. And these are things that need to be cultivated in your music career and to get yourself better prepared for this industry.
I like how John put that. And you know what? Bobby was on time. He said, you know what? I think we're getting ready to close.
Hey.
Listen to Hip Hop National Radio, guys. Upload your music today. That's www.hiphopnational.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Be sure to call in and interact with us. Also, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, be sure to call in and request your music. And go to our Facebook group. It's Facebook group. Facebook.com/groups/HHN Radio. Join us and participate in our cycle. That's what we want you to do. And upload your music and connect with us. www.hiphopnational.com. And we got some things coming to you guys soon that I would like you guys to support. So keep tuned. Stay tuned. Oh, by the way, guys, Sunday show is soon to be coming back. We just it was on a hiatus for a moment because we had to do some kind of restructuring, just to let you guys know. Yeah, stay tuned for the updates. Right on, Dr. AT, take it away.
All right, God bless. Good night.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. AT.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. AT. Dr. AT. Dr. AT.
Next on deck, one more round.
No more stress, nothing on my mind. Having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club Owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crown. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
round, round.
One more round, one more round.
One more, let's go.
One more round, bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance off your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress-free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling, just one more, feel it. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round. One more round. Go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round, one more round, one more round, one more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on.
Like a pill, riding real slow. Got a pocket full of throw, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to Screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on the train. With the real big rim, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
Screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scottie Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this. We've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game-time player. I run around with tycoons. I'm swaggin', gripping on the grain.
I'm swaggin',
can't drip, drippin' in the lane.
I'm swaggin',
rims still spinning like whoa. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates, and I represent the O.
I'm swaggin', get your swang on. Get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I love the beat. We started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. when I ride by the stunner. I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing. Go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain. Let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swing, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swing, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swing, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swing, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swing, get your swing on, get your swing on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now. Been debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Flow. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, Brooks that wanna get bold. They lay away much like some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill, kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, and I can back it up. And I can be walking, and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. Good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Kick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
I am a dreamer. I am a dreamer. I am a dreamer.
am the dreamer.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Level make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. This is something that me conscious. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be focused on.
get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Jesus came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your home. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owed me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see his hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul, he did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Yeah, go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and ungreater. So the Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he want but can't stop God's favor. See God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. To the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. Two chains, and she call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mom she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze it. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. A million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few unit chip pack number gold. I wonder if they killed Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. Why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the game gon' flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangsta shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix with Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty, let's get on the
bus.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio. Hip-hop.